Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, like I mentioned, when you saw the hit that Tua take last Sunday, Tagovailoa. Yeah. Now I'm butchering his name. I said that was a concussion. I think that everybody in the world said it was a concussion except for the Miami Dolphins, who put him back in the game and said that he had a back injury. This is a very scary situation, and I'll repeat the tweet that we've seen here from Chris Nowinski, PhD. He is he's the founding CEO of Concussion, a neuroscientist, author, speaker. He says, and this is tweeted 5 hours ago, just to put context into this. 6 hours ago, the NFL tweeted Tua versus Joe Burrow. Chris Nowitzki said, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know this isn't right. That was from 5 hours ago. And I said that I was going to effort. I didn't know if he's in the country, where he's at. I was going to check in with Stephen Silton. He is my guy when we talk business and sports attorneys, and he's joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Stephen, full transparency, I caught you off guard with this phone call. You have not seen this hit. You have not seen anything from this game at this particular point. But just hearing what I just laid out for you and just the state of the National Football League right now with Tua having to be stretchered off, it's clearly something involving head trauma. What do you make of this, man? What how bad is it? I don't know if there's any worse story with the NFL after tonight than this.
Probably not. And first off, Henry, you should know I'm always available for you, as you know. So you can call me anytime, and it's always great to be on.
I appreciate that.
And you and I have obviously talked about TBE for years, and in many respects, as we said, it's what can kill the golden goose. And Roger Goodell has done a lot of things in the NFL, but he's probably most dealt with head injuries the best you can in a sport as violent as professional football. So I am sure that this is going to be a huge story both nationwide. I have not seen it. I have not seen him dragged off. But it's going to be a huge issue with the NFL as a whole, and I'm sure this is something that Goodell is going to address directly, probably starting tomorrow.
Oh, no, he's in the stadium tonight. They showed him up in a booth with Chris Collinsworth. Roger Goodell's probably trying to get out of Dodge right now. Like, this is – let me read you this tweet from Shannon Sharp, okay, who we all love. He says, I deleted my previous post because it wasn't the right thing to say. I apologize for my lack of sensitivity dealing with the injury. I believe the Dolphins lied about Tua injury on Sunday and put him in this predicament. Again, I apologize for lapse in judgment. I didn't see his previous tweet. But I guess the reason why I wanted to call you is because you know that when we talk about all of these type of issues, I trust you more than anybody in the world, Stephen. I think that we're in a really – this is about to be the top – line sports item, not only tonight on SportsCenter, but also tomorrow on all of the shows, on all of the networks, that the NFL and specifically the Miami Dolphins could put Tua at risk the way that they just did. This is a setback, man, for the NFL and concussions.
Without a doubt. I mean, with all the people there to protect him, you've got neurologist on the field. You've got his agent, who's going to be very protective of him. He's looking at a long-term career, many contracts. He's one of the hot quarterbacks. Miami is 3-0, one of the great stories in the NFL. You've got the NFLPA. You've got the media, obviously, that's covering this. the fact that Miami was able to do this, and the fact that they, you know, it's, I always talk with my clients, it's a 3-foot leap over a 1-mile gorge. Sometimes you take a risk, which is so huge if you fail, even though the risk itself looks small. And this is one of those risks. I mean, if he's essentially unable to play again, if this is something that impacts him for years to come, which we, as we all know, these head and neck injuries can, this is something that could be truly game-changing in the NFL.
That tweet that I just read to you, in the last 4 minutes, it went from 2,000 retweets to 22,000. Like, I just don't know. This is bad, man. This is really, and we've talked, and this is the thing, me and you have talked about concussions for quite some time, Stephen, but this is the very first time in all of the years that we've known each other in which a star player has essentially been rushed back into action and it went bad. Like, this is something that's going to be talked about for a long. This could be the defining moment of concussions in the National Football League.
And maybe it should be. I mean, this is something not to play with. Again, football is an inherently dangerous sport, and head injuries are definitely a part of it. But it's something that needs to be managed. And Goodell, again, has addressed this in a very straightforward way. So I think he is not going to mess around with this. And the Dolphins, as a franchise, has obviously been tested. You and I have talked about the Black Brian Flores issue.
Yep.
And you add that to the fact that now they've rushed their quarterback back. This new head coach has rushed their quarterback back in a way probably should not, in prime time on a Thursday after a Sunday game. I mean, this could add additional layer of concussion protocol. And I mean, and let's hope that Tua is fine. Let's hope that we are, frankly, being hyperbolic in our discussion.
Yep.
But we all know these injuries can be life-changing and can end a career.
Yep. Stephen Silton, business and sports attorney from Coles and O'Connor. I appreciate you, my man. Thanks for joining us on Emergency Notice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.